You are listening to the Real Happy Mom Podcast, the weekly podcast for busy working moms to get inspiration, encouragement, and practical tips for this journey called motherhood. My name is Toni Ann, and you are listening to episode 151. So I know I'm not the only one that has experienced those days or weeks like things have gone completely haywire and just trying to figure out how this all happened and how can we fix it. And trust me, I've got someone that's going to help me and you get it all together when it comes to those weeks and days that just feel like have gone completely haywire. I have my guest, Rithu, who is going to be sharing with us how we can do better with all of this with some really simple and practical tips. In this episode today, she talks to us about how we can start to create a to-do list that really works for us, not one that gets us overwhelmed and makes us feel like we're not getting anything done, but something that is really going to get taken care of and we can actually accomplish. Also, we talk about what we can do when our day and week starts to fall on track. Off track. What can we do right now so that we can get things back on track and start to accomplish things and be that awesome mom that I know that you are? We also jump in to how we can deal with the thoughts of feeling like we can't have structure or structure doesn't work for our lives. And then lastly, she shares with us how we can start to get the most important things done in the day. So if this is something that you know that you need help with, because I know I do, you make sure that you stay tuned. This is full episode. It's going to be a really, really good one. And I learned so much more than I really expected from this episode, because it's really some things that I honestly just wasn't even thinking about. And you'll see exactly what I'm talking about once we jump in. But before we do that, really quick, if you haven't already, make sure you head over to the Facebook community. And if you're like, Toni Ann, what are you talking about? Make sure to go to realhappymom.com/community to join the Facebook group that we have over there, which is pretty much the after party to the podcast. I'll be sharing some more of the tips and encouragement that I do here, as well as a monthly training that I do that shows you how to use Trello to help with getting your life organized and just making it a whole lot better and simpler. So go over to realhappymom.com/community to join me. And trust me, these trainings that I'm doing are ones that some moms have paid some nice dollars for. So you can get that for free if you join me over in the Facebook group. Okay. Go over to realhappymom.com/community to join me there. So now that we have that out of the way, let's go ahead and jump on into this week's episode. All righty. Well, welcome to the podcast.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you, Toni Ann.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for coming on and chatting with me today. We were just talking about kids and getting ready for school, but I think you're going to help us all the way out, because this talk is all going to be about, you know, how we can get back on track when our day or week goes a little crazy. So I'm excited to have you. But before we jump into our topic, I just wanted you to share a little bit about you and what you do.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I'm Rithu, otherwise known as Rhythm, Mirthu, Rhythma, whatever floats your boat, because it's really hard to say. I am a productivity coach, and women come to me, typically mompreneurs, who are feeling really overwhelmed with all their demands and all their distractions all the time, right? And so we work together to help simplify their lives, create systems, get routines going, and really get them feeling under control. And the number one thing that I would like to leave my clients with is the idea of waking up with a plan every day. So every day they wake up, they're like, lady, I know what's in front of me. I know what's in store. I have a plan for what's happening. And the kicker is, this is both at home and at work. My background was actually as a professional home organizer, and then I transitioned into productivity. So what the cool thing is, we talk everything from like organizing your, you know, pantry to and meal plans to getting your invoicing together and delegating a system out to your assistant. So it really is sort of like this whole life control. And it's just really, really, really fun to work with women to kind of get it all moving smoothly, so then they can have a greater impact on their family and their work and their community.
Yes, definitely. And I know I'm probably one of your clients too, because like some days I'll be really good and other days not so good. Because when you said professional home organizer, I was like, pick me. I want you to help me. So yes, I am loving all of those things, especially as far as getting that whole life control. Because I know, especially with us moms going back to school or getting back in the rhythm of school, things can kind of get a little off track. So I'm just wondering, like, first, how you even get started with creating a to-do list that actually works for you and your clients?
Yeah, the to-do list is my savior. I think this is like the go-to tool in terms of more than any app you can download or any calendar. It all starts with the to-do list. For me, it's like this really cathartic place, this cathartic exercise to get everything out of my head and get it onto a list. So the first part of actually making a great to-do list is doing that. It's like just doing the brain dump, right? Getting it all out. And this seems counterintuitive because a lot of times my clients will be like, it's just a big giant list. Like, well, how is this helping me? And then they do it and they're like, oh, okay, now I know why I'm so overwhelmed. Now I know I have 7,000 things on my mind and, you know, and why I'm swirling in my head and why I'm getting paralyzed. And so I think the very first step is just do the brain dump. And this means, girl, everything from here's the laundry I've got to do, I got to pay these bills, to here's the emails I've got to send and the text messages that go out and the presentation. And, you know, it's everything. To make it a little bit more organized, I will try to break it down into maybe different parts of my life and maybe perhaps sort of different areas within those parts. So for example, I might just be like, okay, let me just brain dump everything that's going on at home, like all the things I've got to get done. And within that, I might just break it down just to help me sort of not be so scattered and think, okay, well, what do I got to get done with the kids today or this week? What do I have to do with the errands? What do I have to do for that birthday party, right? Like, what do I have to do for meal planning? And then similarly, I'll do the same thing on the business side. So, okay, what do I need to get done with marketing, you know, in the next couple of weeks or this week? What about the social media updates? What are all the things on, you know, invoicing? And so that's kind of how we start. So that very first step is just the brain dump. Is that so far jiving? Does that make sense? You have any questions on that?
Yeah, no. Cause I do something similar. I just do kind of compartmenting the different parts of my life. But I like how you even take it a step further and saying, like, you know, what do I need to do for the meal planning? Because I didn't even do it that far. So I like that.
Yeah, it's truly cathartic because it's like everything that's in your mind. So one way to think about this, like this, what's happening when everything comes out of your mind is like this analogy of like a warehouse versus a factory. Okay. So if you have all the stuff in your head, you know, when you're like mumbo jumbo, just your head, your brain is so full, you feel like you're at overcapacity. And then and the way that shows up is I'm procrastinating, doing stuff I shouldn't really be doing, or I'm just, you know, paralysis. I can't figure out what to do next. I'm going to go watch TV or get on Instagram, right? Which shows up in different ways. All the stuff's in your head. And when it's like that, your brain is kind of like a warehouse. So you picture a warehouse, right? You're picturing like Amazon or something, and it's full, right? Like like it's totally full. And after a while, the warehouse gets so full, there's dust on top and there's like all these boxes and you can't like, it's just full, right? And there's like, nothing is of interest in there. You can't figure things out. A factory, on the other hand, is something that like things are coming in, they're being created, and then they're out, right? They're coming in, they're being created and going out. And that's essentially what this brain dump does. It allows all the ideas that are sitting in your head, instead of being like a warehouse, now you're like churning them, you're getting them out of paper, which leaves all this room in your brain all of a sudden. You're like, I have all this space. Instead of being a full warehouse, now I'm a factory. And now creativity comes. And now I have more presence and I have more clarity. Now I have better listening skills because all of a sudden all this brain space is freed up, right? And like now you're like, oh, like that thing I couldn't remember totally came to me, right? You know, because you got other things out. So that's why I think it's so important to go through that first step.
Yes. I really like the analogy of the factory versus the warehouse, because I always say that our brains aren't meant to be storage devices. They're actually meant for problem solving and creating solutions and things like that. So I love the factory analogy because that goes perfectly with what I have been saying this whole time. But I'm thinking about, you know, when we get to that point where we're starting to get into the warehouse mode, would you say like, okay, that's probably a time for you to say time out, let's do a brain dump. How would you tackle that when the mind is getting to that warehouse where things aren't really processing and you're not really functioning like the factory you're describing?
Yeah, Tony, and you totally hit it. Absolutely. So I would say whenever you're in complete overwhelm, right? We all know the feeling. We're like, I'm so overwhelmed right now. This is your go-to tool. Like you're like, okay, you know what I need to do? I'll just do a brain dump. I'm just going to do the brain dump. Like, and it's amazing how much clarity comes out from that process. So there's a couple other steps, but the first thing is like that, right? We do the brain dump. And what happens now, you're like, okay, I got everything out. Like you said, yeah, now I can start problem solving. Now I can truly start prioritizing because I can see it, right? Now I can start thinking clearly. So the next step that I'd say is really prioritize and just pick, and this is the tough one, this is the really tough part, is put a stake in the ground and pick. I like to start with 5. Sometimes people are like, let me do 10, but I think 5 is a great place to start. Where are my top 5 priorities, the top 5 next things that I should or I should be doing? I should be, okay? Not that I could be, because we can all go back to the dishes or organize our drawer or do anything to procrastinate, but what I should be doing. And the way that I really help myself get through that question is I think like, okay, at the end of the day, like tonight, when I'm getting into bed and I'm turning off the lights, what are the 5 things that I do that's going to make me feel really successful tonight? Like, how am I going to feel really rewarded? And often that is a combination of personal and professional, right? It's like, maybe I need to go for a 30-minute walk or get a workout in, and I got to like send out that email that I have been putting off for 4 days. And so you pick those top 5, and I actually put a number next to them. So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And what this does, it forces you to pick 5, right? Instead of just like, oh, pick 5, but really it's 8. No, pick your 5. And then I would even take those 5 and put them on a separate list. So don't actually leave it with the brain dump list, because it's so mega overwhelming to see the list of everything in the world. And then when you look at that list, you're looking at your, you know, if you're trying to pick your top 5, you're going to get distracted, right? With all the other stuff on the list. So I'd say, get another sheet of paper, get a sticky note, start a new Word doc and get those top 5 written down. And then the last step, and this is where the home run is, this is how you bring it all together, is you have that step, you have that top 5, you estimate some time around it, just an estimation. Like, I think this is going to take me 30 minutes. This might take me 90 minutes. This might take me 40 minutes. And we get it on our calendar. If we don't get it on the calendar, I feel like that's where the biggest chance of failure exists. Like, that's where we risk total failure, because we've gone through all this work and we've picked the top 5 and we've gotten that far, but then we don't get on the calendar. And then, as we all know, you know, a million other things come up, the texts and the calls and the kids and everything else. So that's the process, but definitely when you're overwhelmed, this is the thing to do.
Yes. Yes. I am totally with you on that one, because I have remembered many of times where I was like, oh my goodness, I got so much to do. And then once I brain dumped, I was like, oh, I don't have that much. It's okay. Like, I can handle this. So it is definitely really, really helpful. Definitely something that I wish I would remind myself to do more, so that I don't have to be in that panic and overwhelm mode. But I love the way that you say to actually pick a time, estimate a time around it too, because I think that is one thing that I failed to do, but it would really be helpful so that I know where and when I can plug things in on the calendar, especially when there's limited amount of time to get things done. So I'm loving all of that.
Yeah. And I would suggest, you know, busy moms out here, we have kids, your work, start with 3 even. 3 is great, right? We always want to start with less, because then anything on top of that is just makes you feel even better at the end of the day. If you start with 5, if you start with 10, if you start with 5 even sometimes, and we don't get through them, or let's say you do 5, right? You have 5 on your list and you only get through 3. Like, what do you focus on at the end of the day? Like, the 2 we didn't get done, right? That's like all you can think about are those 2. So it's better to have your 3. Get them on the calendar, accomplish those 3, and then feel amazing. And then anything after that is just gravy, right? It feels amazing after that.
Yes, definitely. Now, I'm thinking about the moms, especially when we're feeling a little bit off track. Like, what would you say or suggest to do when we're feeling like our day or week is just getting totally off track, even after we prioritize and gotten that to-do list and we're just feeling like we're a train wreck? What would you say to those moms?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it happens all the time, right? You wake up in the morning, the nonsense gets thrown at you before you even get coffee down, right? You have like client issues and your phone's blowing up and no one can find their shoes. No one can find their keys, you know, and who's walking the dog and all this stuff starts happening, right? So it can start like the moment we wake up. And I would say if that's you and you can relate to that, one of the best things we can do, and it's related to what we were just saying, was that to-do list and scheduling the time is, but it's really just making that habit of waking up with that plan, waking up with it is really different than just only having it, right? Which means typically this is like the thing you're doing at night before you go to bed, or maybe when you call it quits for work, or maybe it is right thing first thing in the morning, but it's at 5 a.m. before the kids wake up and the dog is barking. If that's something that's feasible for you, for a lot of women, nighttime's just better, or in the evening or after dinner or during dinner, you know, whatever. They're just sitting down and thinking, okay, what is that? What are the things I want to take control of in the morning? What about mid-morning? What does my afternoon look like? How is my evening? And sort of looking at that calendar ahead of time, because when you look at that calendar and you see the meetings and the events and the calls on there, it triggers all these questions like, wait, what am I going to be wearing in the morning? Or do I have the directions there? Or wait, or should lunches be made now? Or do the kids have everything they need, right? And you just start, it triggers really, really important questions and allows you to start taking simple actions. But when we wake up in the frenzy, it's like typically the way our day starts is the way our whole day goes, you know? And so we want to get that sense of control first thing in the morning. So if I would say, if you could take that 5 or 10 minutes, this isn't like some massive investment of thinking about your day the night before and really just looking at that calendar. And again, just going through that process, what are my top three? When and where am I going to do them on my day tomorrow? You're going to wake up 100 times more in control and just like, you know, just feeling like a beast at like at the beginning of the day.
Yeah, definitely. I will say that I start with my top three things because like you said, like anything on top of that is gravy and it makes me feel even better. And I can handle three. Three is a nice number. That doesn't sound too bad. So planning out those three things. But like you said, if I wake up and I don't have my top three things and I'm just kind of, you know, going with the flow, figuring it out as I go, like that's when I set myself up, because then I'm like, oh my goodness, I was supposed to do X, Y, and Z and I didn't get it done. Like, ah, and then I'm feeling all off track. So I'm loving the idea of waking up with a plan. Like this is definitely something that I got to make sure I'm doing at nighttime in my nighttime routine to make sure that I wake up and I am feeling amazing and already accomplishing things, because I didn't even think about how you were saying how we're already kind of like asking ourselves these questions. Like once we start to look at the calendar and starting to prepare things, because even when you said that, I was like already thinking like, oh yeah, I do need to get that thing together. And did I finish getting that ready for the meeting and all of those things? So I love how you're saying we need to, you know, wake up with that plan and looking at the calendar ahead of time so that we can get prepared.
Yeah, I just got off a call with a coaching call with a client, and she was telling me how, you know, we're going through her week last week, and she was like, Monday and Tuesday, I had the best plan. She even has an accountability buddy. They make their plan every day. And she's like, and then things got a little crazy. When I fell off the wagon, didn't do it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. She's like, the first half of my week kicked butt. She's like, it was awesome. She's like, those 2 days were so productive. And she's like, and the rest of the week was kind of nonsense. It was garbage. You know, like you're like, she's like, I don't even know what happened. I can't remember what I did those 3 days. And I do think it's that powerful. It's like that the difference between just feeling so good, which by the way, is what builds momentum, what like really gets you motivated and inspired for the next day, versus like working still really hard all day, right? It's not like you're putting in less effort, but the day gets sucked with all the distractions because you just didn't have that plan in place. So now you're just reacting to the whims of everybody else's demands and requests all day long, instead of kind of like proactively just having something in place, which then allows you to, you know, have a little bit more boundaries or respond and communicate differently. Like, oh no, I can't do that right now. I'm working on this, or just keep you focused on that. So yeah, it's just amazing the difference of like what your day and week and month can feel like when you're planning and when you're not.
Yes, definitely. Now, I'm wondering about the moms who are like, you know, like, yeah, I hear you guys, like, I want to do better, but, you know, I just can't do the structure. Like, you know, my day or week is just like so unpredictable. Like, I can't really do it. Like, what would you say to those people who say that they just can't have structure?
Yeah, well, I'd say this. First of all, it's life for everybody. I think some people, you know, for some people's lives, yeah, it may feel like it is just crazy day to day. But know that in everybody's life, like, there is some unpredictability. And so you're not alone. And everyone's not a special unicorn like they think. But, you know, we do feel, I think when we look at our own lives, we're like, oh, well, this would never work for me. So one is just change, you know, have a change in that mindset. Like, this is something that's actually going to allow me more freedom. This is going to allow me better creativity, more listening skills, more presence with my family. And so how can I make this work for me? And I'd say, if that's how you're feeling, really go about this on a day-to-day basis. That way you're not feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm in this structured routine, like Monday through Friday, I have to get up at the same time and work on, you know, my blog at the same time and do the dinner at the same time. And everything's, you know, I think just the idea of that can shut us down often. We're like, it's too structured. So don't just go into it thinking, you know what? Every day is a new day. Every day can be as creative or different structure routine as I want, as long as I'm planning out that day, right? So now you might say, okay, you know, today's Monday and I'm going to go take an exercise class at the gym at 4:30, but tomorrow I'm going to wake up and meet a friend at 6:30 and go for a hike. And, you know, and today I'm going to, like, you know, make dinner at 5:00, and tomorrow I'm going to wake up and meal prep in the morning so I don't have to do it. And, you know, and you can change it around, but when you have that control, when you're just going through exactly what we talked about before, planning it out, and using that list and getting things in your calendar and just looking at it by day, that idea of structure and routine kind of falls by the wayside. You're no longer sort of like held captive to this thing of like, oh my gosh, I have so much routine. And so I think for someone really creative or someone sort of resisting that idea, it's just this happy medium that you feel like, oh, I get to be in charge. Like, I get to control this on whatever schedule that I want to every day.
Yes, I really like that. And I like the way that you're saying it, taking it day to day, because yeah, definitely looking at it that way makes it so much more easier than thinking like, oh, I got to do this, like, you know, for a whole week or a month or a year. So I'm really loving that. And I love how you said, you know, changing the mindset about how it's going to actually allow you more freedom, you know, time with your family, creativity, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish with. Because I know for sure that having this structure is definitely something that at least for me gives me more time to do the things that I actually enjoy. So I love that you brought that up.
Yeah. Otherwise this stuff can just be lingering over you. So let's say, you know, you're that person, you're like, I don't like this whole structure thing. And I don't understand how this gives me more freedom. Well, let's say you have the three things on your list and now you have them scheduled. So you've knocked them all out by 2 p.m., right? 2 p.m. you're done. And now after that, your brain and your creativity and your time and your calendar and your space is just free for you to do whatever you want for the next, you know, however you want to spend it with your family or with work or exercising, whatever, because you've gotten them all done. Whereas if you didn't plan it, it could be 8:00 at night and you still haven't hit the third one and it's just lingering over you and making you feel like a failure for the day. So I think that's where we really have to think about how much that kind of just planning out that day can help give you more of that space and independence in your life.
Yeah. And going back to planning out the day. So now that we've kind of tackled the structure part, I know that you said, you know, picking five things, three things, whatever it is, that you need to get done that day, preferably the night before. But mm-hmm. I'm thinking about how do we get the most important things done? Because I know there's a lot of things that are begging for our attention when it comes to, you know, taking care of the kids and the house, even at work. You know, there's always these things that seem like it's important, but it's really not. So what are some of your tips on kind of getting to the root of those things so that when we do have those days or weeks that are feeling haywire, we can start to get back in control a lot quicker and really start knocking things out that are going to make a difference?
I feel like this always comes back to a feeling. It's an emotional tug. And I feel like that's not ever talked about when we think about productivity or time management. It is, you know, you can, there's like that Eisenhower matrix, and you can go through that whole process of important and urgent and, you know, all that. And I'm a big believer in those things. But ultimately for me, I think it comes down to how you feel. And if you are truthful and honest with yourself and you tap into your gut and your intuition, you will always be directed. You will know what those most important things are if you go through this process. So if you say, and again, the question I always say is, what will make me feel most successful when my head hits the pillow tonight? So I can tell you, like, I know no matter what, every single day, it's for me, one thing is some type of exercise. If I don't get it in, I'm just irritated with myself at the end of the day, right? I'm just annoyed. Even if I get all of the other stuff done, I get annoyed. So my gut tells me, like, that is something that's really personally important to me. In terms of work, there's about 1,000 things, as you know, that we could be focusing on all the time. But I sort of know, like, you know what? I could do all these other things that are the easy, low-hanging fruit that, yes, it can be a lot of checks on my off my list. But the one that has been lingering on me, I'm procrastinating. It is making me crazy. It keeps, I feel a little bit sick by it, you know, because, like, I don't want to do it. If I tackled that one, that's the one that I'd be like, oh man, I had an awesome day today, right? So if you can tap into that, like, what is that thing? And so typically I will say they have often have to do with self-care. They often have to do with presence or relationships. They often have to do with strategy or planning, right? Like even planning the day, you know, like those are usually those are the common, you know, suspects of the ones that are really going to make you feel really good, which, by the way, happen to be the ones that give you the best results at home and at your work and with your relationships.
Yes, yes. I'm loving all of that, because when you said that, I was thinking about it myself. I was like, what is the thing that I need to get done, like, that will make me feel so much better? And I was like, oh yeah, it is the self-care. And it's always the things that we think that is not necessarily important, but it really is. So I love that you brought that up, or even the strategic planning, because the other thing that's getting on my nerves that's constantly thinking about, but I don't want to do, is getting this program started at work. And I know I need to start planning that out. So sitting down and getting that together, I know will make a world of a difference. So thank you for helping with that. And tell me it's okay to tap into my emotions and use that as a guide when it comes to getting important things done.
Yeah, absolutely. I you know, it's a gift that women have. I think we all know it, right? We have like a really deep intuition. We know, if you can see me, I'm like quoting, right? We always know, we have the answer. And so if you can tap into that, it will guide you and listen to it. But also I will say it will help if you write it all down, right? If you get out of your head, it's also a lot easier to not only tap into your emotion, but to look at a list. It just like things start popping out on a page for clarity for you.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Because I literally, before I got on the call with you, I was writing things down and I was looking at my list and I was like, oh yeah, I said I was going to do that like a month ago and I still haven't done it. I was like, oh yeah, like I definitely need to start with that one first. So yes, all about writing it down, because things do kind of pop up a lot more boldly and you can see it a lot better than versus, you know, trying to go through it mentally in your head. So I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. And I think like on the weekends, like I do the same thing. And often on the weekends, it's something like, oh, it's just a phone call. Like I have this list of phone calls that I keep wanting to make, but when the time comes around to the weekend, I can't remember at all, like whom I was supposed to call, but I'm like, oh, you know, my old college roommate or a cousin or whoever, right? It's just like, it's like people I want to stay in touch with. And if I can just see that on the list, then I can put it on my calendar. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I know I'm going to feel so good after I have that conversation, you know, but I don't even remember to do it unless I see it somewhere on my calendar over the weekend. So this is not just like a Monday through Friday thing. And at the same time, it's not to make your weekend super stressful or routine either, but those simple reminders, you know, based on what would make me feel really good this weekend, if I got it done, maybe it's like organize one drawer and I call my cousin, you know, and I plan an activity with the kids. And if I did those three things, like I'm going to feel like Sunday night, like that was such a good weekend, you know?
Yes, definitely. For sure. For sure. Now, you have given us a lot of really great tips and a lot of things to definitely start implementing to help us, especially when the week is getting a little crazy. So I'm just wondering if there was any other parting words or any other motivation that you have to share with us Real Happy Moms before we signed off.
One other tip I have that ties into everything we've been talking about. And again, just thinking about your audience, how busy we are and all the demands and people always pulling at our attention, is to implement a power hour. I think you've heard of this term, but the power hour, but something that, you know, it's easy to read or hear about, but we're not always doing. And typically the power hour, it's in the morning, but it definitely doesn't have to be. It could be 30 minutes mid-morning, 30 minutes in the evening, 1 hour at night, 1 hour in the morning. But essentially, it's this 1 hour. That's it. Your power hour that you have scheduled, blocked off, put on your calendar. It's your non-negotiable time that you're working on something that's not email. I can tell you that. It's not texting. It's not calls. It's usually the thing that you're procrastinating, right? It's your it's the strategy or the planning or just the stuff you don't seem to ever to get to, but you know would be awesome and make you feel great. Just put that word, you know, power hour, and put that time on your calendar every day. And if nothing else, if you're like, I can't have the whole day on, you know, all of these different things to focus on or all this different planning, but if I can make a little bit of a dent every single day, it is unbelievable what happens after 5 focused hours in a week or 20 focused hours in a month. I mean, can you just imagine the success and the impact you can make on any goal, professional or personal? So I would really implore everyone to really think about, you know, let's make this super tangible and put a power hour on your schedule every day.
Yes, 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 definitely. I am totally on board with the power hour. So gotta have that one. Now, I have been loving all of these tips, and I know that moms are listening and want to learn more about you or learn how to connect with you. So where can we find you if we want more?
The best place for us to connect is over on lifeisorganized.com/resources. And I have some of my best, like most requested resources there, which are typically like, how do I stop procrastinating? Or how do I get focused? Or how do I stop feeling overwhelmed? So I have several there for you to choose from, get one, get all. And I think that's just, it'll be the most valuable place for your listeners to be.
Awesome. And I'll make sure to include that link in the show notes, as well as some other places to find you as well on social, if you're wanting to do that as well. So thank you. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing all this with us. This has been really good. I really, really enjoyed all of it.
Thank you so much for sharing me with your audience. I hope everyone got a lot of value.
Now that does it for this episode of the Real Happy Mom podcast. To find the links in the show notes, head over to realhappymom.com/151. And there you'll find the links and show notes so that you can start to get your week and day back on track. If you found this helpful, do me a huge favor and leave me a 5-star rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps me out more than you know and gets the message out to other happy moms who need to hear this, because let me tell you, this is all about sharing. And like they say, sharing is caring. So go ahead and let other moms know that this is a great podcast to listen to by leaving that review. Now that does it for this episode. Make sure you return back for another full episode. Take care and with lots of love.